All right, I want to share with you the message this morning. Continue. You know, we're talking about love chapter. Some of you probably getting tired of it. I don't know, you guys getting tired of it? This is probably your first time. First time you hear about, I want to hear about what's love all about. But you know what? This chapter is so profound. I read it many times, and I think it's very likely, but now I dig in deeper and deeper. Each verse, each text is so important in our everyday life. We're going to continue 1 Corinthians chapter 13, okay? And the verse we're going to study today, the first part of the verse is chapter 13, verse 6, okay? Love does not rejoice in iniquity, okay? Now, just kind of curious. First of all, Paul defined first three verses, what love is not. And the fourth verse go on, he defined what love is. Love is kind think positive, do not, is not puff up for all those things that we discussed before, we talked about before. Now today is, does not rejoice iniquity. Which number is this? How many? Do you follow? Okay, first of all, verse 6 here. Verse 4, love suffer long and kind. Love does not envy, does not parade itself, is not puff up. How many of them?
Five.
Does not behave rudely, does not seek his own, is not provoke, and think no evil. Okay? And verse 6 is, does not rejoice in iniquity. Which one of the numbers is that? 10. Okay? 10. Okay? We don't have time to go into it, but it's 10. Okay? I've come to the point number 10 now. Love does not rejoice in iniquity. What is iniquity? Sin. Now go with me with the verse of Psalm 119. What does David, psalmist, trying to say? Psalm 119, verse 136. Psalm 119. Is that the longest or shortest chapter in the Bible? Longest chapter in the Bible. Okay, Psalm 119, verse 136. The psalmist is saying this. Rivers of water run down from my eyes because men do not keep my law. What does that mean? He crying, he weeping that people live in iniquity. People reject God's law. But here, Paul tried to teach us, you know what, we need to not rejoice in iniquity. Okay, that's what Paul says, that does not delight in evil things. That's very key thing. Now, sometimes we hear that and say, yeah, why don't we delight in that? But you know what, let's dig deeper. There's 3 points I want to share with you is so important. And we need to analyze and think every single day. Every action, every word, everything we see is important. Okay? Your eye is like a window to your soul. Okay? What you see, what you rejoice and what you hate is depend from your eyes, what you see. And everything we learn from our eyes, right? From reading book, right? From watch movie, from watching things happening, that's everything. And so, if we say that love does not delight in evil, we need to define that. We need to define that. Okay, point number one. First of all, if you don't want to be delighted in evil things, and that means do not watch or read evil things. Right? The more you watch, the more you delight, the more you enjoy. Let's read in the Bible here, Matthew chapter 5, verse 29. From the Bible with me, Matthew 5, 29. Before we get into that, I give you a couple of examples here. You know, this is a hit home to me here because I love watch movie. You know, when I was young, I'm telling you, I like it so much, especially those, Vietnamese episode, Phim Bo. I mean, I was in college. And this movie, you know, like Kung Fu movie from Hong Kong, they translate in Vietnamese. I watch it, and you probably know what I'm talking about. I watch it so much that I stay up 3 days to watch it. And I watched the whole thing. I said, I'm glad I finished. Now I go back to school. Anyway, I failed my class because I watched that. Next thing, I throw the TV in the trash can. No more. No more. Anyway, that's how it is. I was hooked into it. You know? And that's what those all things that happen to us is affect our life. And movie, this is why it is here. Years ago, long time ago, when you watch a movie, if you see a movie between a policeman chase some drunker or someone try to steal things from the bank or whatever, who do you think is going to win? Long time ago, 30, 40 years ago, who's going to win? Police. How about nowadays? Yeah, all those people going to win. It's change. How about a long movie ago when you have a movie between human fight with monster, right? Who win? Human, right? Today, movie is not like that. Have you watched the movie called Planet Ape? I mean, God say human will control the ape in her. That movie, it came out, ape will control woman. Dominion over the human. What about the recent movie about Avatar? I mean, when I watched it, I was shocked. I mean, all these humans created all the wonderful things, and the end, all these weird things is overtook the human race. Now, I'm just sharing with you something that is strange, that people want to watch something is not positive anymore. How many movies do you see that they glorify this couple that they live for 50 years together? You don't see those movies. But you see movies that people cheating each other, affair, and all that happened. And wow, see, really, I want to watch that. You understand what I'm talking about? Now, that's what we feed our mind, and the devil feed our mind all these negative, all these iniquity, and we don't change that thing anymore. We just say, you know, it's not sin, it's just dysfunctional. And that's what problem. Paul tried to say, does not delight in evil. If we continue watching it, that's mean we delight into it. All these novels, same thing too, you know. I remember I read some novel before, you know, everything is happy at the end. Nowadays, at the end, the cut in the middle is not happy anymore. It keeps your mind wondering what's life going to be about. Anyway, I just want to pull one movie out. Maybe some of you, long time ago, probably heard about the movie. How many people heard about the movie Gone with the Wind? How many watching that? Now, how can in the world that young girl grow up? It's wonderful life. And she dreamed to marry to a priest. And she nurtured that in that mind idea, right? She wanted to marry a priest. And the married priest fall in love with this young woman. But they can't get married. The priest is saying, I can't get married. And so she started marrying someone else. She have children, but she dreamed it. At the end of her life, she upset. How come she not can marry to the priest? And same thing with the priest. You know, all this, later, you know, they have children, you know that. But anyway, all these things, it just drive our mind want to watch those things. Am I right, my friend? Am I right? Now, first of all, before I read the second thing, that's fine, just movie. But you know what? We feed all these things in our mind. And we start to see, it's okay. It's just a movie. But it affects our mind. We watch it, doesn't mean we delight in evil things. We delight in iniquity. You understand? We delight in lawlessness. When I read this text, when I analyze this sermon, I said, "Man, what am I doing? I got to stay away from it." We should watch a movie like, you know, you show us, you know, Fireproof or something like that. All those kind of movies. Good ending, helping, teaching a good thing that society needs to learn. You don't see that much anymore. You don't see many books reading about it. And that's what happened. And this is what Matthew chapter 5, verse 29 say is so important. This text just scared me to death. Read this here. Matthew chapter 5, verse 29. And if your right eye causes you to sin, or left eye, pluck it out and cast it from you. For it is more profitable for you that one of your members perish than for your whole body to be cast into where? To hell. This would say, you know what? If anything, if we sin, if our eyes sin, God said it's red, it's okay. You can enter heaven with one eye, and I will make you whole. Then you have both eyes that you sin. Rather have one arm to go to heaven, have two arms that you commit sin. You understand? All these things, you know, when I read this text, it's scaring me. And God is serious about this. I mean, I was thinking about our eyes is so important. It's so important. And that's why fireproof, you know, is good. You know, you throw the computer in the trash can, all that. It affects our mind, affects our eyes, our heart. And so we need to think serious. Do not delight in iniquity. Do not delight and rejoice in evil things. We keep watching it. We keep seeing it. The more you see it, you be whole and you become like that. You see? And when people, especially when you go to church, say, oh, don't do that. You say, no, that's fine. That's how the world doing it. That's fine. It's okay. Everyone doing it. We need to be different. We need to be Bible-based. And I know it's very hard. And you say, well, Pastor Vinny, you cannot watch it. What movie can we watch? Probably hardly any movie you can watch nowadays. And so we have to be very, very careful. And so point number one is do not watch or read evil things. Every movie, every book, every novel, especially when you go to a bookstore, they sell all kind of things. Especially when you go to the airport, you know, they'll have all these books laid out, all these novels. I said, forget it. I'm not going to walk into that. You know, it's not good. I go in the airplane, people keep reading all those novels. Yeah. It's affecting you. Affecting you. Point number two is very important. It's from Proverbs chapter 11, verse 13. Proverbs 11, 13. It's point number two is saying this. Is turn away from gossip. Okay? What does that have to do with not delight in evil? We will see it. Let's see Proverbs chapter 11, verse 13. Proverbs 11, 13. A talebearer reveals secret, but he who is a faithful spirit conceals a matter. Okay? Another translation, I want to read this. A gossip betrays a confidence, but a trustworthy person keeps a secret. Okay, you understand about this text now. Now, what we need to learn from this text is gossip is one thing that people love to hear. And that is rejoice in evil things. Now, how many people hear gossip that two husband and wife talking about that, you know, oh, I love my wife so much, we want to have a wonderful marriage for the last 25 years. How many people gossip about that? I don't hear it. No. But if two husband and wife have something to share, the whole world know about it. There's something negative happening. You see, people gossip on negative things, not on positive things. And something about the gossip, when you talk to one person and a person talk to another person, they add something to it, you know? And it's make me want some story out of no place. And so that's what's happening. You rejoice in iniquity. Because when you listen to it, you get excited. Really? Is that happening? Wow, I got to tell my friend about this. You see, you start rejoicing in iniquity. You rejoice in delight in evil things. And that's what the Bible point out. And all of us have those kind of genes. And we need to stay away from that because God does say that. You know, love does not delight in evil things. Love does not rejoice in iniquity. We have to hear them. We can't reject it. And if I tell John, hey, I hear someone say something. If you don't rejoice in iniquity, what do? You turn away, you walk somewhere. You think next time I'm going to tell gossip to John about it? No. So best thing is to walk away. Close your ear. Or say, I don't want to hear about it. That's how we're going to stop that. You see, it's so important to understand about love, especially on this item. Because our society has been hurting so much because the people have gossiped. Not only thing between husband and wife, co-worker, but in the church as well. Do not entertain those negative things. Do not entertain those evil thoughts. Because they're not helping us. It's not helping you. It just destroys your soul. Okay? We need to learn that and exercise every day. Now, I'm sharing this not in the church. I'm sure you go into school, co-worker, everything is happening every place. Every place. Right? And so if we want to exercise the love, point number 10, that we need to stay away from this. Do not delight in evil things. Now, point number 3. Point number 3, I have a hard time to find a Bible text, but the closest Bible text that I can share with you is find in Matthew chapter 27, starting in verse 27. And the point of number 3 is this, that to analyze that does not delight in evil thing is what? It does not gloat or happy or rejoice in other people fall. When they fall down, when they feel hurt, you don't rejoice. Now, I don't know how people watching boxing and wrestling, when I turn those channels, man, they hit people in the eyes and bleeding. I thought, geez, gross. And people are so excited. Wow, man, I like it, those kind of things. Don't you see that? People rejoicing when people are hurt. They pay money, big buck for that. You know, if you want to be any kind of sport, you know, I heard the boxer pay more than a football player. They pay millions of dollars for that. You see, people rejoice in watching those things. And we have to understand why in the world that the human race want like that. And here the Bible text talking about Jesus. Matthew chapter 27, verse 27. Now, in Pilate court, the people know that Jesus did not do anything wrong. He had committed no sin, but they could nail him anyway. And this is what happened. Verse 27. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the what? Praetorium, and gathered the whole garrisons around him, and they stripped him and put a scarlet rope on him. You know, scarlet is only wear for the royal family. When they have twisted the crown of what? Crown of thorn. Why do you do that? They put it on his head and a reed in his right hand, and they bow the knee before him and mock him, saying, "Hail's King of Jews." That means they want to worship him. They fake, they mock him. You see, the soldier have known nothing about Jesus Christ, and they just want to mock people. Because we want to see people get hurt. We want to see people get beat up. Someone, people get crucified. You see, that's what happened. In the world that we want to mock other people when they feel hurt. And people start enjoying that. Now, I want to make it real, real. Today, same thing. In the workplace, when someone climbs up to the rank of their workplace, other people mock them. You cannot be a supervisor. You cannot be my boss. Instead of uplift them, we start to push them down. You see, what about your friend? When they're doing well in tests, are you happy for them? I remember one time I spent a lot of time to help someone with calculus. You know, they know I'm pretty good in calculus when I was young. They didn't do any homework, they didn't study, final come. I spent all my time to help them. I think I shared with this before. And they have a higher grade than I am. I should rejoice, but instead I upset. I said, I want to help someone else. I should be the highest grade. You see, we should rejoice when people are doing well, but turn around, we does not delight. We delight in evil things. We should rejoice in truth. Today, same thing with marriage, same thing. When they break up, when they divorce, one of them hopes something happened to the other. They want to go to court. They want to win. They want to get much asset as much possible. You see, all these things happen in this world because we rejoice when something's fall. I remember 9/11 very clearly. I saw on that television screen at 7:30 in the morning, my home in Pico Rivera. I saw that. A picture when the two tower is crumbling down. And some people crying because 5,000 people die on that morning. But opposite, Iraq was happy. They were joyful. They were array. Wow, wonderful. Don't you see the picture? Say, how can you be rejoiced when 5,000 people die in that morning? Not 9/11. What about Pearl Harbor? When the Japanese tried to bomb Pearl Harbor in Hawaii, that December 14, 1941? Wow, the Japanese were happy. Opposite, when American bombed Hiroshima, killed 100,000 people, and the American happy about it. Do you understand what I'm talking about? People are happy when other people suffer. Now, where is that happening coming from? Why are we the same blood, same gene, same father, and we're killing each other? Because people delight in evil things. People delight in evil things. There's a story he tells many years ago about a man moving to a new neighborhood. And he wouldn't like to cause division. You know, some people just like to cause division. He spoke to a neighbor, one neighbor, to another neighbor, and it caused these two neighbors to get upset. I went over to another home in that neighborhood, caused two ladies to get upset each other. Another home tried to steal one thing from another and tried to leave a fingerprint of another neighbor. In other words, this story, after 6 months, people start hate each other. You start to lock your door, car's door, and house, and the door of your house, because a long time ago people don't lock. People trust each other, but now they have to lock. People get upset, and he sit back and enjoy people start get upset. I'm sharing with you, that's what the devil did. And he's still doing now. He get very rejoice in evil thing that people kill each other. He want to prove that God, you create this world. The people you have created, the son, daughter have you created, they are hate each other, they are kill each other. You understand what I'm talking about? That's what God have to define what his love is all about in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Because today people rejoice in evil things. Now the questions hit home now. Do we rejoice in evil things? Do we rejoice, look at evil things? Read evil things. Watch evil movie. All these negative. And you and I know very well what is negative and what is positive. If you have the word of God in your heart, you know. Do we gossip or make joke, hurt other people? Do we rejoice when people fall down? Do we happy that people doesn't make it? How about your friend? How about your enemy? Do we rejoice on your enemy when they fall down? That's what is love. It's talking about does not delight in evil things. When I study this very text, very line carefully, I know that I need to change. I need to be careful everything I watch, everything I say, and what action I take. Because that is not a God-like character. We need to have that love, that pure love. That's what Jesus came here and died for us. To show that this, all things have been invented by Satan. And this whole world has been sucking up by Satan. And you and I have to hold on. Got to hold on to your seat. Let not this vacuum suck you up into this world. And it's serious. My friend, it's so important that you and I need to understand this very text, very important, that love does not delight in evil things. Watch out, because the devil is behind our back. Would you and I make a commitment that everything we do today, from now on, everything we watch, everything we read, everything we say, everything we hear, make sure we stay away from this evil thought, iniquity, and lawlessness. How about you? I commit that to God. Would you commit it to? Amen. Let us pray. Oh Lord, first of all, I read this text so simple, love does not delight in evil. But the more I study, I start to see it's so important. Please teach us. Help us to overcome this. Because we have been bombarded so many thoughts in this world, from movie, from reading, from magazine. Help us to stay straight. Help us to keep our mind focused on you. And Lord, you say that there's no temptation greater than we can overcome. And you promise in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, we can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Lord, help us that we can be a godly character, that we can reflect your character, that the whole world will see this is true love. We pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.